Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so you will enjoy using the soap we make, White King granulated soap. White King was the first washing machine soap ever made anywhere. When it was first perfected 30 years ago, it was a brand new idea because it was a granulated soap, not a bar soap. And it worked as no other soap had ever worked in a washing machine. No washing machine works better than the soap you use. And today, White King, a good soap for 30 years, is improved in quality, better than ever. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King for your washing machine. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top and tell your friends to save their White King box tops too. In the ancient catacombs on the island of Malta, Frank Chandler, by his occult powers, has almost succeeded in tricking the malignant Roxor and releasing Robert Regent. But, not knowing Chandler is there, Regent seizes a chance to escape. And later, Dorothy learns that in the church built above the caverns, she had sat within a few feet of her husband and had not recognized him. The same day, Chandler receives a strange message from the yogi in India telling him to go back to Cairo. Dorothy refuses to accompany Chandler until she finds out that Regent has somehow managed to leave Malta and has once more disappeared. Now, soon after their arrival in Cairo, Chandler has brought the Regents to the Cafe of the Desert Moon in the native quarter, a favorite meeting place of tourists. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
I don't see why Uncle Frank thought he had to come here, Bex.
I think he's just trying to cheer Mother up. Oh, I feel so sorry for him.
Now, what are you two plotting?
Oh, nothing. You know, Uncle Frank, Cairo's beginning to seem just like home to me.
Not me. What I wouldn't give for a big, thick steak.
Oh, I think this food's marvelous, don't you, Mother? Mother!
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, never mind. I was just... Oh, look! A dancing girl!
Oh, not bad.
I'm afraid she's a singer. You won't care much for this, Don.
Why?
Well, most of them have dreadful nasal singing voices, like those street singers.
Oh, to my hidden car comes my love, bringing me the light, but soon in his arms to lie while the breeze woos the magic night.
Well, I spoke too soon. She's good.
Eyes burning with desire, lips that press tenderly to mine. But when in his arms I rest, then I know love can be divine.
For Pete's sake, why do they always sing that kind of stuff?
Oh, Bob, you have no soul.
Love under desert skies, let thy heart lead thee home to me, love. Bring me through the night, let the dawn see thee safe with me, with me.
Well, shall we go now?
Oh, wait a minute, Mother. She's coming right past our table. Oh, don't get up yet.
Hey, Mom, your purse is open.
What's that you have there, Don?
Oh, you know, Frank, it's Robert's diary. hasn't been out of my sight since you gave it to me in Algiers.
Oh, Mother.
You could have left it in Algiers. Nothing's going to happen to it.
I feel better when I have it right with me. Just knowing he wrote it himself. Like those notes he was always making at home with a date and Robert Regent on every page.
Regent! Robert Regent!
What's she talking about?
This is why I was sent to Cairo. Ask her to sit down with us, daughter.
Oh, Frank.
Ask her.
We enjoyed your song so much. Won't you sit down and have coffee with us?
Madame, I must sing again soon.
Please. We won't keep you long.
You speak of Richard. He is accursed. I have seen him.
Where?
Sit down. I'll pay you well for anything you can tell us. Now.
Bill, I am afraid.
Needn't be.
We don't look so dangerous, do we?
I'll pour you some coffee.
No, thank you.
Where was it you saw Mr. Regent?
Oh, from here at first. You do not know it.
Where was it?
A ruin called Cubre El Rumia. Near Algiers.
Oh, yes. We know about that.
You know he went down into that ruin. Aye, because he learned their secrets, the evil spirits took his life.
Oh, yeah? I've got news for you.
No, Bob. You think Mr. Regent is dead?
He is dead. But only tonight that I walked in the street of the thieves with my mother to come here, I have seen him in the dress of Egypt.
You must be mistaken.
No, I am not. He was with another, also in the Burnous and Tar bush. Give me my money, I will go.
Here. But don't go yet.
An Egyptian pound.
There'll be more when we've heard the rest of it. What about the other man? Was he Egyptian?
Oh, it couldn't be Roxor. He wouldn't be dressed like that, would he?
I was so afraid Robert Regent would touch me. Why can he not stay in his grave instead of walking about to bring evil to the living?
Don't be afraid. It wasn't a spirit you saw. It was a man. Alive.
Oh, no. He is dead. He has the look of death on his face.
Oh, this is dreadful.
Why don't you go back to that street with her, Uncle Frank? Maybe you could find Daddy.
Not a chance in a million, Betty. What I want to know is how you knew it was Mr. Regent.
Because I have seen his face many times. Only, what is it you say? The photograph.
Well, for Pete's sake.
Who would have a picture of Robert?
It was in Paris. My brother was going there and he took me to sing in the cafes. I saw the photograph in the house of the man my brother served.
Your brother helped this man when he took Mr. Regent to the ruin.
Yes. You know him.
And this man in Europe had a picture of Mr. Regent.
Yes, with other men in a small boat. And when he looked at it, he pronounced curses. I have heard...
How could I have missed it? Who else would have had that picture?
What difference does it make
now?
Who
do you mean?
Who, Uncle Frank?
It's Bowden.
What?
It all ties up. Roxor and Max Bowden are the same man.
Hello, Abu.
You didn't expect us back so early, did you?
Mother, I can't see why you aren't more excited.
Because I can't see what difference it makes who Roxor is.
You will, Dot. What is it, Abu?
Chandu, but now a great sheikh from the desert has come.
To see me? Who is him?
He is called Amin Mitkail.
Abdallah's father.
Oh, he must have gotten that letter, Frank.
Yes. Abu, does the princess know he's here?
It is only one moment since he came, Chandu.
Now go up and tell her then. And bring coffee.
I wa, Chandu.
Well, what do you do when a sheikh comes to see you? I mean, what do I do?
Nothing, Bob. Just don't look surprised when he sits on the floor instead of in a chair.
Betty and I better not go in with you, Frank.
No, he'll know Americans allow women to sit with men. Father of Abdallah, peace be with you.
Thy night be happy, friend.
You are Chandu?
Yes. And I mourn with you for the sorrow upon your tent. Will you seat yourself?
Atyakirak Sadiq. In this small chest are jewels bestowed upon the daughter of thy sister by my son.
You brought them yourself?
Could this last service for my son be trusted to another? Is it so they do in thy country?
I ask thy pardon.
We can never forget what he did for us.
In Abdallah's veins ran the blood of men strong in battle for 1,000 years. Why then should he not die? as such men do.
It's hard to give up life when one's young, and for a man who was almost a stranger.
Women cannot know of these things.
Women mourn, too, for their sons.
Aiwa, they mourn, but they cannot understand.
Yasidi, I am to say for the princess, her house is yours. You will accept coffee?
May Allah increase her goods, and thine, Chandu.
Thank you.
None for me, Abdu.
I won't have any either.
Oh, thanks, Abu. Amin Mitkail, how far is it to your village?
With a fast camel, 7 days, Shab. By the beard of the prophet, I will be glad to return to it after this Cairo. The dark, narrow streets where two men cannot... Mashallah.
What is it? Is something wrong?
A Ghaffar, Chandu. I bear a letter, and I had forgotten.
A letter?
Aiwa, in the street as I came to the door, two Arabs passed. One pushed against me and spoke in my ear.
What? What did he say?
I could not understand, but he put the paper in my hand without stopping. And when I had come into the house where there was light, I saw it had your name.
Oh, maybe it's from Daddy.
Now, let me see. Thank you.
Maybe that girl did see him in the street.
It's not signed, but Robert wrote it. Look, Dot. Wherever you are, Naji will know, so I shall try to deliver this to her. By this time, you must have guessed what's happened. I might have known I couldn't escape him on Malta.
Then Roxor did take him back to Algiers on that plane?
He must have. And Robert got away somehow and went to Chaudet's. And then...
Oh, let me see. Bowden is badly frightened. He had an Algerian doctor in to look me over, and I've been brought to Cairo, where the climate is supposed to help me. Oh, Frank, he's really ill. All those years in that underground place.
Gosh, if I hadn't been such a dope that night...
Oh, let her read it, Bob. Mother, does he say how to find that Arab again? The one who left the letter?
The Arab? I mean, Mitkail, did you see the man's face?
No, Chandu. There was light across the street at the mosque. But before the gate, only shadows.
How could he recognize him again anyway? One Arab in Cairo?
Don't you see it yet, Dot?
See what?
Robert said in the letter he was bringing it to Naji. That man wasn't an Arab. It was Robert himself.
Before we bring to a close our drama tonight, may we say one brief word about White King soap for summer wash days. The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes. And that is when you need the wash day help of White King in your washing machine more than ever. For only honest-to-goodness soap suds can wash dirty clothes really clean. And if you think that everything that comes in boxes is soap, or if you think all soaps are pretty much alike, we suggest you try White King. You will find that everything, from cowboy jeans to bright, pretty cottons, from bath towels to work clothes, comes out fresh and clean when washed in White King suds. White King washes off the surface dirt and washes out the hidden dirt, the deep-down dirt you cannot see. Try White King in your washing machine, won't you? Know what you'll say? You'll say this: I love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.